The Magic Book of the Month.
Hi, I'm Angie Greaves, and welcome to Magic's Book of the Month podcast. This month, we've chosen The Boleyn Inheritance by Philippa Gregory. When Anne of Cleves agrees to marry the aging and dangerous King Henry VIII, she's prepared for her life to change. But will these changes include learning the lessons from his previous wives and avoiding the path to Tower Green? It's a fantastic mix of historical fact and compelling fiction. The Boleyn Inheritance is a great read. And here's an excerpt from the book.
The Magic Book of the Month.
Anne of Cleves, on the road to Dartford, 1st of January 1540. Nothing could be worse. I feel such a fool. I'm so glad to be travelling today. At least I don't have to face any sympathetic, secretly laughing faces, all buzzing with the disaster of my first meeting with the king. But truly, how could I be blamed? How was I to know it was him? I had no picture of him, except the picture in my mind of the handsomest prince in the world. And I was not expecting that. When he grabbed me and kissed me, the stink of him was so truly awful. When he fell back from me, he looked like a spoilt child, ready to cry. I wish to God I hadn't spat. This is an undignified beginning. But every day before I left Cleves, my mother reminded me that the life of a Queen of England depends on her unblemished reputation. How would I ever have dreamt that I'm supposed to let an ugly old man kiss me without introduction or warning? The girl who saved the day by greeting him so politely, little Catherine Howard, is one of my new maids in waiting. I call her to me and I thank her for her help. She says that she's delighted to serve you, my translator Lottie tells me. And she says that she's not been to court before, so she did not recognise the king either. Why then did she speak to a stranger who had come without invitation, I asked, puzzled. She steps a little closer and she whispers in Lottie's ear. Lottie turns to me laughing. She says that of course she knew it was the king, but even though she's only 14, she already knows that every man in England loves to be admired. And surely, men are not so different in Cleves. I laugh at her and at myself. No, I say. Tell her that men are not so different in Cleves, but that this woman of Cleves is clearly a fool, and I shall be guided by her in the future, even if she is only 14.
The Magic Book of the Month.
Catherine Howard, Dartford, 2nd of January, 1540. Utter terror. Horror beyond my worst fears. My uncle has come here all the way from Greenwich, specially to see me, and summoned me to him. I'm certain that my conversation with the king has come to his ears, and he will send me home for unmaidenly behaviour. I aim to see him in my Lady Rochford's own room. Lord Uncle, I beg of you not to send me to Horsham, I say the moment I'm through the door. The Lady Anne is not displeased with me, and the king is pleased, for he sent me a gold brooch. Oh, hush, I am pleased with you, he says. You seem to have behaved delightfully. King seemed much taken with you. I wouldn't have called him exactly taken. He was still shocked. He would have spoken to anyone to hide his hurt and embarrassment. He did talk to me, I repeat helplessly. Should His Majesty honour you by speaking with you again, you will endeavour to be very pleasing. From such little attentions do great favours flow. The King is not pleased with the Lady Anne, and if you want presents and my approval, you will behave charmingly to the King. Lady Rochford here will advise you. It is our hope that the King will favour you and that he will, in short, fall in love with you. They both nod. Are they quite mad? He's an old man. Can they really mean that they want this old king to be my lover? I look towards Lady Rochford, who was supposed to be my chaperone, in a lewd court, and watch my behaviour and guard my precious honour. I can explain it all to you later, she says. Never mind for now. He is pleased with you, Catherine, and that is always the main thing.
The Magic Book of the Month.
Jane Boleyn, Greenwich Palace, 6th of January, 1540. I'm one of the last to leave. And I close the door quietly on yet another marriage of the king's, which I've seen progress through courtship to the marriage bed. Some, like that fool Catherine Howard, would think that this is where the story ends. This is the conclusion of everything. Oh, but I know better. This is where the story of a queen begins. Promises and sometimes hopes and dreams. Rarely there is love. After this night, there is the reality of two people working out their lives together. It's not a matter of four bare legs in a bed and the business done. She will have to learn to obey him. And if your husband is a king, this is even more important. If your husband is King Henry, it is a life or death decision. Everyone tries to forget that Henry's a ruthless man. Henry himself tries to make us forget. But this is not a man whose temperament is tamed. He cannot keep constant from one day to another. I've seen this man fall in love with three women with absolute passion, and I've seen him send two to their deaths and learn of the death of the third with quiet composure. That girl had better please him tonight, and she had better obey him tomorrow, and she had better give him a son within a year, or I personally would not give her a snap of my fingers for her chances.
The Magic Book of the Month.
The Berlin Inheritance by Philippa Gregory is Magic's Book of the Month. For more details on this and other great reads, visit magic.co.uk.